superstars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. 6:01. Your Tuesday morning. It's got to be payday today.
Oh, yes.
For us, it's got to be.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. Your Tuesday morning, still dark. Is it getting darker in the mornings or is it getting lighter?
It's going to go darker.
It's going to get darker, right? Yeah, I can already sense it right now. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. Nala and Eddie, they'll be rocking up pretty soon, I think.
Have you had a haircut?
Where are they?
We hope.
Now, one of them's frantically probably listening in their car. Eddie's probably here. He usually prays before the show.
Yes.
So he could be praying right now. Nala.
Where are you?
She's going to be like, sorry.
Did I miss her one of those mornings.
Here she is.
Nala.
She usually walks past this time.
We're talking about you and Eddie. There's no one here this morning. You guys felt like coming in a little bit later?
I had to bring something.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag? She's got a little gift here. Oh, it's a hot water bottle. You go and relax.
Do you want some hot chocolate later?
No, I'm good. It took time for this to boil, that's all.
But you've got a hot water bottle that's from like 1964.
That's the best one.
It's, you know, those big rubbery ones that you open up and you fill up.
That's the best one.
I mean, can't you get an electronic one that you sort of plug in and you charge and it remains hot?
This is the savior.
Right, you go on the old school way.
This is the way to do it.
So you got some cramps? All right, you go relax. I'm going to watch out now. okay, gosh, you guys are all this. You guys are...
We're all in sync.
You're all in sync, but even with Brianna,
we're always in sync.
How are you in sync with Brianna, who... Is it through me?
No, I don't think our... Does it transfer? I don't know. Well, I've seen Brianna a few times. Since you've been back.
Well, what about Liz, though? Because Liz is in the same situation.
Oh, so maybe really? It does transfer. I don't know.
The human body is amazing, especially the female body.
Isn't it insane?
Yeah, it is. Ross is looking at me like that sounded like it was like creepy. I'm not saying it like.
This is a bit odd, isn't it?
No, it's not. You know, imagine us every month as men.
We couldn't handle it. That's why women are amazing.
It would be the worst
thing imagine,
ever.
Could you imagine like us doing like... Imagine that happening like every month. It just drops. We would freak out. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't know what to do. We'd complain so much about it.
There will be.
Bruce called. Hey, Brucey! Coming out? Oh, man. You know what I mean?
You guys wouldn't move. You'd be in bed.
Sports.
You would just be in bed.
Well, you go get yourself set up. You go relax. Hopefully, maybe Eddie's got the same. That's why he's a little bit late this morning. He'll come in with a hot water bottle as well. Listen, your pop quiz coming up. 10,000 dirhams cash, 710. KHDA dropped that news in Dubai, for me, a little bit of a sign of relief, not having to get the kids tested every week or the COVID jab if they are over the age of 12. We've got more on that coming up very soon. We'll get the guys from the news department sort of break it down for us. I think we really do need that. Pokemon cards. Mm. It's a craze. Have you got one? Someone on the show has got one, which is coming up as well, who's going to talk about it as well. Ross, that shirt, I've never seen you wear it. It looks like the Taj Mahal.
You wore it the other day.
When?
Cafe Mambo.
He was working from home.
Cafe
Mambo Ibiza.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you bought that from there, did you?
Yeah, I got the t-shirt from there.
Is that the Taj Mahal in the background? Is that the silhouette of the Taj?
I don't think so.
Doesn't it look like the Taj Mahal on his t-shirt? No?
I don't know.
Maybe? All right, well, listen, let's get into it. 6:05. Coffee's being served if anyone needs one. I need a coffee right now.
Oh, yes, please.
What we're going to do is I need you to be the first caller of the day. Who is up right now? What are you doing? Are you on the way to the gym, work, coming home? What are you know the deal? We love talking to you. You guys wake us up at this time. It's our favorite call, as we always say, is the real early ones.
Yeah.
So call me right now, 04-871-5544.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Is this Chris?
Hey, morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. How are you, Chris?
I'm very, very good. How are you all? Morning, Rossi.
Morning, mate.
Hey.
Do they They've got here that you spell your name K-R-I-S, is that right?
No, it's the proper way.
Oh, it is. H-R-I-S. The proper way. I'm going to tell my mum that she spelt it the wrong way. Chris said so.
But it's a different name. Are you Christopher, Chris?
Yeah, Christopher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Only
so,
when I'm in trouble.
Christopher?
I'm only Kristen when I'm in trouble. That's my name. So I get told, Kristen?
Yeah.
Kristen, what are you doing? Yeah. Brother, you're on the way to work. You're a teacher, are you?
I am, yes. I'm a teacher.
How does it feel? Did you obviously time off? You had some weeks off. And now, is this the first week back for you guys?
It is the first week back. Nice to have some rest, nice to recharge, but we're looking forward to getting back in the classroom and teaching the students.
Okay, so yeah, I was reading a lot of the KHDA document last night. Are you in Dubai?
Yes, I'm in Dubai, yeah.
Okay, so the Dubai rules and regulation looks like schools mandatory. You got to go back.
By October 3rd.
So you got to go back to school. You can't do any online learning. That's from what I understood of this document. Sports are back, swimming, activities and all that's back.
Yeah.
Kids do not need to be vaccinated at this stage.
The teachers do, yeah?
Teachers do, yeah, which I'm sure Chris is. How does that make you feel, man?
Oh, it's the best news ever. Like, to get the students back into the classrooms, there's no place better. Online learning taught us so much about what we could do as teachers, and it showed us what we could do in education, but there's no place better for a student than in the classroom.
Especially as well for you, it must be difficult with that hybrid learning where you've got a room full of students and then you've got like six online learners. That must be difficult for you as well, right?
Yeah, it's really challenging, but it showed us what we could do. It showed us how we can adapt to each student, which is really important. So, yeah, it's great. It's great, great news that we can have them all back in. Like, there'll be some students I won't have seen for a year and a half.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you from the parents' point of view, we're happy. We want the kids back in school as well, you know. So as long as it's safe, like, we want them back. But at the same time, we need it to be a safe environment. So good on you, mate. Well, listen, shout out to all the teachers across the country who are listening right now. Chris, in your school as well, man. God bless and have a great year and stay safe, okay?
Yeah, same to you guys. Thanks so much.
Awesome stuff. There's Chris. What about Reem? Reem just on the way to work. Morning, Reem.
Good morning.
Look at you.
How are you guys?
I think we're good. It's midweek. Yeah. It's a Tuesday. I think we're all feeling pretty all right. Yeah, I got a... Yeah. Yes, Rossi, you asked me. I got a shave and a haircut yesterday.
Looks good, mate.
You can tell, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. Reem, what do you do for work?
I work in government.
Government. Yes. Oh, that's how we have spoken before. That's right.
The big drive from Edgemon.
Big, a good memory, pretty Malik, remembering everyone on this show.
Oh, guys, really. When you wake up and you drive the long distance, you enjoy the road. By listening to you guys, and you see the sunrise.
Aww. Aww.
Thank you, Reem.
Must be lovely.
Always a pleasure. Well, listen, you have a great day. Have a safe drive, and thanks for always having us on. All right.
May I request a song?
Okay. Ooh, hold on. What's the song?
You're like as if we're a radio station. What do you want to hear?
Now.
What is it?
You know that my sister just finishing her shift. I know she's way back to home.
Mm.
I want the song 911 for the pizza call.
It's okay. So Reem's sister is it works with the ambulance, right?
Okay.
She's right.
Yes. You want the 911? What's 911?
Somebody call 911.
Sean Kingston.
Yeah, that one. Shorty.
It's a woman. She got hit and she calls the police back to America by ordering a pizza.
By what?
You know the story, right? Ordering a pizza.
Pizza.
She's like, can I have a pizza, please? And the whole conversation, she's telling the policeman, like, I want to come by my apartment. It's a true story, by the way.
Reem, what are you talking about right now, Reem?
We just want to know the song.
I thought you wanted to play a song. No?
911 pizza call. You will hear it. It's so amazing.
The song that you want me to play is about a woman that wants her man back, so she's ordered a pizza? Is that the song?
She already, her boyfriend beating her. Not allow her to go out.
Did you say her boyfriend is beating her?
It's.
Is that what you said? Her boyfriend is beating her.
Yes.
Reem, what is going on here? I'm trying to.
How did you know?
No, we know Reem. We know the story that you're talking about. It's something that we've seen a lot of times a lot of times, am I getting into this? Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, it's okay. I understand the story. Go ahead, Pretty.
Okay, so apparently this goes around a lot. If you are a victim of domestic abuse, a lot of times they say call 911 and order this specific pizza. Pretend,
yeah.
And then the 911 operator will know
that you're in trouble.
Yes, and they will send
if they're stuck at home and their man won't let them call them, whatever
exactly.
It is. So you call up 911, you order this pizza. The dispatch officer, automatically knows we're in trouble. We need to send help.
Exactly.
That's a great way.
So are you saying that there's a song about this, Reem?
Yeah, I've got it here.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Shanna Jackman Answer the Call.
I don't know if we can play it.
As much as I want to play it, I'm not going to play it right now. All right,
because we
have to check the lyrics and go through all this stuff. But Rossi's going to sing it.
I don't know the lyrics. Sorry. I'm not going down that road.
I was like encouraging the people behind the scene. They are superheroes who will come and save our lives.
Yeah, 100% they are. I had to call the ambulance just last week. We talked about it on the show, and they're unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really amazing. Reem, have a great morning. What's your sister's name?
Alia.
Alia. Well, Alia, you and your team, you're absolutely amazing. We appreciate everything that you do, and your sister Reem absolutely loves you. Thank you, Reem. Have a great morning. Bye-bye. Yeah, just have some. Have some. I got you one. You don't want one, Pretty?
I'm okay, thank you.
No? Okay, Nala's taking one. I've
smoothies.
I come bearing gifts in the morning, you see, as long as it's from my company. I don't have to pay for them.
What flavors of the smoothie did you bring in today?
Strawberry and I think banana, yeah. I think it was.
Yeah.
I forget which ones I got.
Okay, so Nala's taking the strawberry.
How much is one of them?
5 dirhams, 4 dirhams something in other stores, yeah.
That's really good.
So what flavor do you think humans like the most? This is totally about my Fade Fit smoothies, by the way.
Strawberry.
Berries.
Yeah.
Berries,
so it's funny, humans like, we've got the mango.
Mango is so good.
Mango is really good, but out of all of them, it sells well, but the berries are always... Yeah. And I think as humans, when we go to a counter, we see like, why do we like the berries more than we like?
Because I think, first of all, berries and yogurt is a great combination. Mm. Berries and dairy is a great combination.
Mm.
So I feel like that's the most natural thing we gravitate towards.
Yeah,
I think Rossi
needs
one.
I like banana actually. My daughter loves banana as well.
I think we need a smoothie with caffeine in it,
like a coffee one.
A coffee smoothie? Would we be into that?
Well, we can try it.
They do them already, don't they? Like Starbucks, like cold coffee.
No, that's not a smoothie.
A smoothie, a yogurt smoothie with caffeine. Coffee. What do you guys think?
I think I'm down to try it.
I'm not even looking at you, Eddie.
Eddie
only eats 4 things every day. That's it. And one of them's water. He drinks it. That's it. All right, interesting.
I think I would try it.
You would?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, tell someone to make it.
Well, if anyone wants them, by the way, we've got them in Zoom right now, all the Fade Fit smoothies, so look for them when you go in. I'm going to do a back-to-school competition on the radio in the next couple of weeks, just letting you guys know.
Oh, nice, so we can win.
Yeah, if you guys got any good ideas of
how to give it
promote,
away.
Yeah, it's interesting. Radio, need help. Even though I work on the radio, I don't want to come up with the ideas.
Okay, if you have an idea of how you can win this Fade Fit hamper,
I'll just give it to you. I'll just give it to you.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Hello, Pretty. What have you got for us?
Lots to get to, and I know you guys love Little Mix so much that I decided to mention this again. Now, Leanne Pinnock has given birth to twins.
What?
So Saturday, Perry Edwards gave birth, and actually Leanne gave birth 5 days before that. She this is her first 2 children, I guess, since it's twins, with her fiance Andre Gray, who is a footballer for Watford. So congratulations.
What?
To them. Taylor Swift officially on TikTok. She joined the platform to announce that her next album comes out on November 19th this year. She's going to be re-releasing her 2012 album, Red, and she announced that it's going to feature a brand new song that she and Ed Sheeran wrote together when they met for the first time 9 years ago.
Wow.
They never released that song.
That's cool. Look forward to hearing that one.
Yeah, so they're all re-recording those songs. Okay, who do you think just dropped $70 million on a house in LA? One of the largest real estate deals in Los Angeles. It's a house in Bel Air.
Jay-Z?
No.
Who?
The Weeknd.
Oh.
The Weeknd just bought
that money.
$70 million house, 33,000 square foot mansion, 9 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms. indoor and outdoor pool, a spa, a movie theater, a music studio, a gym, and more. Get this, the original owners bought the property for $21.4 million in 2015.
Got some money right there. Well done, The Weeknd. $70 million
house. I was looking up his net worth. Everything's coming up in the neighborhood of $80 to $100 million. So where's this secret stash of money coming from?
Those net worths that you see online,
not true.
They ain't it. No way.
Said so Chris Fade was a millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. But finally, Tom Cruise.
So Tom Cruise decided to stop by legendary Bollywood singer Asha Bhosle's restaurant, Asha's. We have one here in Dubai as well. We have several of them.
Is he a famous singer?
Yes. She's legendary. She's 80 something.
Beautiful.
That's not her. That's Zina the mom.
Oh, okay.
An actress.
Who am I looking? I'm looking at the clip to this. Chura liya hai tumni jo dilko.
This is a classic song.
So he went to his restaurant where?
Her restaurant in Birmingham in the UK.
And what did he order? Butter
Everyone
chicken?
Everyone freaked out. Chicken tikka masala, two portions.
So that's the OG thing, right? Yeah.
But he looks very different in the photo. People thought it wasn't Tom Cruise.
Do we have the photo?
Yeah, but she, Asha Bhosle, the singer, actually posted the photo of Tom Cruise outside of the restaurant saying, hey, thanks, Tom Cruise, for stopping by.
That's so cool. All right, check it out. We'll put up on the Chris Fade Show stories very soon. I didn't know Usher. I know the restaurant Usher's here. I hear it a lot.
Yeah, so it's from the legendary singer.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
$70 million.
Yep.
I just did the conversion here. 257 million dirhams. 257 million dirhams, 124,000 dirhams. Can you believe
it? What's the most expensive that one of those on the palm have gone for? Was it 70 million dirhams?
I don't know, but man, what is in that $70 million house?
So it's got 9 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms.
Okay, hold on. My house has 6 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm paying $70 million, I want 24 bedrooms. I don't know. I want.
But
if my house doesn't look like the Mall of Emirates from the outside, I don't want to pay that money.
I like the 13 bathrooms, though.
13 bathrooms. It's got an indoor and outdoor pool. It's got a spa, a movie theater, a music studio, a gym, and then a fitness studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Along with that.
Well, just to show you, the most expensive house here, 111 million dirhams in the UAE. So that's double.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking at a picture of it. You seen this?
It's huge.
That's it.
It's like...
It looks beautiful.
I mean, I'm sure one bedroom, Chris, is the size of your 4 bedrooms.
Yeah, look
it's massive.
Look at the pool. He's got this infinity pool. Now, it's in Bel Air. Bel Air is one of the wealthiest suburbs in the world, not just in the States.
And this was one of the largest real estate deals done in Los Angeles, like largest. Wow. Imagine the real estate agent on that.
Whoa. Yeah, it says Abel Tesfaye, R&B star, better known as The Weeknd, spent $70 million on a swanky Bel Air mansion, generating one of the largest deals closed in Los Angeles. There's photos from the inside. It is decked out. Oh, there's an indoor pool and an outdoor pool. Yeah.
Did he get a mortgage, do you think?
I don't know how they do it. No, I don't know.
Is he going to live in it? I don't know. Because these guys, they have these crazy properties all in different
cities.
It's huge.
And guys, we're going to throw all the photos up of this on the Chris Fade Show stories.
Yeah.
Go
There's
and
a
check
basketball
this.
Court. Got everything.
Oh, look at the outdoor court.
Yeah.
Look at the outdoor court.
Insane, right?
But still, okay, listen. It looks unbelievable, but still $70 million. I think probably $65 million of that is probably just where it's located, the actual property grounds being in Bel Air. Because the house is great, but, I've seen some better houses just driving down Beach Road. Seen some of those houses on Beach Road?
Yeah. Insane.
The big gated ones when you ever get a chance, just drive slowly and just have a look at some of those things that are happening because it's unbelievable what's going on behind those.
The guards outside.
Oh, the guards. When you got the guards, they're like, can I come home?
You can't park here.
Delivery.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
10K pop quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
What were you trying to find?
Alan Partridge.
Oh, jeez. He's your idol.
He is amazing. I'm going to send you a clip. You can watch it in a minute, all right?
He's a...
Both of you need to watch it.
He's like a British comedian, but he pretends to play a radio presenter on one of the shows.
Yes. Steve Coogan is the actor's name.
Yeah. He's very funny. Yep. Oh, his real name is not Alan Partridge. It's the character he plays.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I had no idea.
You thought Alan Partridge was real, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I thought that was his real name. Yeah.
Oh.
Never knew that. You know who's playing the pop quiz, though?
Who?
It's Nisreen. Hello.
Yay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to win some money, Nisreen?
Yes, I'm ready, but I'm so nervous right now. I'm shaking.
You know, we always say it's good to be nervous. You want to be nervous, all right? You want to be nervous for it. How you doing, Nisreen? What are you up to?
On my way to work. I'm a banker. So.
Which bank? Come on.
It's an Iranian bank.
It's an Iranian bank. What's it called?
Yes.
You want to tell me the name of it, or do you want to keep it a secret?
No, I can tell you the name. It's Bank Mil Iran.
Okay. Oh, Bank of Iran.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. So original
Makes
name.
Sense.
I figured that would have been the name. Yeah, there we
Makes
go.
Makes sense, yep.
And how long have you been working there for?
6 years.
Good on you. Nice. Good on you. Well, you're working for Bank of Iran, but you are going to try to take money away from Rack Bank right now because
yes, of course.
They are the proud sponsors of this pop quiz here on the Chris Fate Show. We're honored to have them do it every single week. You ready? You think you've got what this takes?
I'm hoping for that.
All right. Well, let's see how we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Got close yesterday, right?
Yeah, very close.
Yeah, very close.
60 seconds on the clock, Nisreen. Your time begins right now. Which Scottish DJ did Rita Ora once date?
Pass.
On which application did Shawn Mendes become famous, Vine or Instagram?
Vine.
West Ham United are a team in which sport?
I didn't hear you. Pass.
Which Brit had the single Water Under the Bridge and Hello?
Adele.
True or false, Brie Larson has won an Oscar?
True.
What company made the phone the S7 Edge?
Samsung.
True or false, Kim Cattrall will feature in the new movie called Just Like That?
True.
Which members of Little Mix welcomed a baby on Saturday?
Pass.
What is the capital of Croatia?
Pass.
Niall Horan was once a member of which boy band?
One Direction.
Which Scottish DJ did Rita Ora once date?
Pass.
West Ham play what sport? Time is up. 50% right. 500 dirhams.
Oh, thank you. At least better than nothing.
Yeah, better than nothing. Go take 500 dirhams. Come on, let's do it. Calvin Harris dated Rita Ora once. West Ham United are a football team. It's false. Kim Cattrall will not be featuring in the new Thingo in the City movie. Perry Edwards just had the baby. We just mentioned that on the show. And Zagreb is the capital of Croatia. I didn't know that one either.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That would have got you the 10,000 dirhams. You got 500 courtesy of Rack Bank.
At least it's better than nothing. 500 is really good.
Yeah. Exactly. A bit of fun on the way to work as well. You know what I mean? Do something like the routine.
Yes.
You're a superstar in Australia. Have a great day. Pop quiz returns tomorrow, 7:10, right here on Virgin Radio. Justin Bieber now. It's Hold On. Good morning. 34 minutes to 8. Is that what you say?
Still 30? Trying to find this clip.
There we go. Morning on Virgin. What's going on live on the Chris Fade Show? You know what I did last night?
What?
You know, Brianna's vegetarian, my fiance.
Yeah.
She's been vegetarian now for 9 months. And
has she? Even in America?
Yeah. Yeah, we were going to have In-N-Out burgers, which are my favorite things to eat. And she'd have them without the patty. It's just bread, lettuce,
That's what I cheese. Had when you took me to In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah, because you don't eat beef.
They don't have chicken.
Yeah, surprised I don't do a chicken burger. Anyway, so what I did, I ordered some vegan food for her. I went that extra step, and I ordered the fake vegan food, which is the fake chicken. Like, as in, it's like it.
Yeah.
It looks like chicken, tastes like chicken, but it's not chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
And didn't.
It was not good.
It was actually not bad, Rossi.
But what's wrong then?
I woke up this morning. I'm not feeling it. Stomach's a bit. I got to. You know, because I don't know what do they put in it.
It depends.
Poutine. Have you heard of this poutine thing?
Poutine is French. It's a dish.
Oh, not poutine.
That's what you had the other day, Chris.
Yeah, no, no. It's tofu. It's like a meat. It sounds like poutine. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? 0487155444. Anyone know what?
What is it? It sounds like poutine.
Sounds like poutine, but it's a meat, but it's not a meat, but it tastes and the texture. Like I was eating these chicken wings, and I'm like, wow, this does taste like chicken. And but I don't know what they put in it. That's the thing they've got to work out now.
Sounds like poutine.
I don't know. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? 0487155544. But I think it's like a lot of people are doing this now because there's more and more vegetarians and vegans, I think, over the last couple of 10 years.
Is it patina?
I don't know. It sounds like an ex-girlfriend.
I don't know, guys.
Google it. What is it?
I'm trying to
know what it is.
What is it called?
Is it Gardein?
No.
You just said it sounds like poutine.
I'm sure it sounds like...
But then again, you're like when you read something, it is completely off. So you may be thinking it sounds like poutine, but the word is like...
No, it's called
French fries.
Quorn. That's a...
No. Anyway, it tasted like meat and it looked like meat, but it wasn't meat.
Okay.
And it... You know, now I've woken up this morning and this is a very interesting topic for everyone. I know that you're all, I guess, worried about how I'm feeling this. No. Oh, Rossi's looked at the clock. When he looks at the clock, that usually means he wants me to stop talking.
Which only makes him want to talk more,
and
Rossi.
That will only make me talk more, exactly. Mm. Hold on, my mum sent me a WhatsApp here. She's listening to the show.
Patino?
What?
Patino.
Patino?
Patino.
Pate.
No. How does no one know this? No one's called to tell me
this is what I'm saying. Like, you'll read something.
Not me.
The word will be French fries, and you'll say poutine.
Tastes like meat.
Like, you're probably saying it wrong.
Should I call Brianna on what? She's probably sleeping.
No, don't wake her up, because she's finally getting into a rhythm.
I'm not going until we do this.
Are you kidding me?
Anyway, I was so happy. I wanted to like show her like, look at me, I'm eating like what you're eating. Like I want to make like
it's important
when you're in a relationship that you sort of adjust yourself and you fit in their wavelength sometimes. So I was like, look, babe, I'm not having any meat today. I'm going vegan for you. Mm. And got the food. She didn't want it. She's like, no, I don't eat any of that stuff. I just keep it nice and clean. I don't want any of the fake processed non-meats.
She looks great.
All right then.
Like the other day on your Insta story, she looks fantastic.
What are you talking about?
When she was jumping in the pool holding her nose.
Did you slow motion it again? You know what he does? Like every time I put Brianna...
I don't want to hear it.
He screen records the video and then puts it into slow motion. He watches it over and over again.
What are you saying?
He's weird, isn't he?
Send it to my mates back at home.
Vegan.
You don't make my fiance go viral on WhatsApp. Don't do that. That's wrong.
The lads, you've got the approval of all the boys back home. They all say she's lovely.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah. Well done.
But all I can find is how to make vegan poutine.
No.
That's literally
I'm going to find out the name because now this is driving me crazy. I'm going to find it out. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her next.
In the meantime, it's 39 minutes to 8.
It is.
Yeah. Hold on, there's someone calling. We've only got one caller this morning.
Because no one knows what you're talking about.
Do they know what it is? Oh, okay. Put it through. Nala. Thanks, Nala. Is that Atia?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I think you're talking about seitan.
Yeah.
S-E-I-T-A-N.
Seitan? Yes.
What? See, I told you.
Yeah, it sounds the same. Poutine, seitan.
See, I knew. Poutine.
Yes, poutine.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So what is it? What is it, seitan?
Seitan. What is this? What's in seitan?
I think it's like a bunch of grains and, you know, just flavors to make it taste like meat and chicken. And then they put all the flavorings. I was a vegan for 2 years.
So
hold on. You were a vegan and you left.
Ooh.
This is unheard of. Why'd you leave?
I think I just missed eating meat and, you know, just like milk and cheese and all of that. So.
Did they come at you? Like, did you? Because you must have had other vegan friends. Because when you become vegan, you find other vegans, and then you form a little vegan community. So when you left, did they say anything to you?
Not really. No, a few of them actually went back as well.
Oh, you took some with you.
Oh, she started a movement.
Oh my gosh. What was the first piece of meat that you ate after you went from being a vegan to a non?
I had a chicken burger. I had salt, actually.
Oh, you went and had salt burger on the beach.
Nice.
That's a good adjustment. That was good.
You're going all out there.
Yeah,
right?
That was good. All right, yeah, it's seitan. That's what it's called.
It's a highly processed food and can be high in sodium when purchased pre-made. It will contribute to gut problems.
Oh, really?
Increasing the risk of food sensitivities.
That's exactly why I woke up this morning not feeling great.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, all this non-meat, people think you're eating it, oh, it's not meat, but it's filled with possible chemicals and that sort of stuff.
There you go. So,
all right, well, I won't be doing that again.
I'm glad we solved the mystery. Thank you so much for calling. Otherwise, the show would literally not have moved forward.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, we've actually run out of time to do anything on the show, so we're out of here.
Take care.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What you got for us?
Got a quick Zendaya and Tom Holland update. Of course, they're co-stars in the Spider-Man movie series. By the way, they just dropped the trailer for No Way Home, which comes out in December, if you want to go check that out.
Ooh.
The last we saw them, they were having some PDA action in a car ride, and we were like, ooh, these two are together.
Mm.
They still haven't confirmed it, but they attended a friend's wedding together, and we got a sneak peek at some photos. Totally coupled up, totally loving life.
So Tom Holland and Zendaya together is an item.
Love that couple. Okay, love that together. Another couple we love, Beyonce and Jay-Z. They have sent the world of social media into a frenzy. I don't know if you saw the photos. They are in the latest campaign for Tiffany & Co.
They still look crazy in love. Why?
Yeah.
I saw the photos. They look absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, so it's called About Love. That's the Tiffany campaign. It's the first time they have done an ad campaign together. Beyonce is wearing the iconic 128-carat yellow diamond that Tiffany has. The first black woman to wear that diamond.
I don't understand. Is that one particular diamond that Tiffany always uses?
Yeah, so only four women have worn it in history.
The women?
Audrey Hepburn, Lady Gaga. But Beyonce is the first black woman to do so.
Yeah.
They're posing in front of this beautiful
Why
piece.
Why can't a man wear it?
It's a necklace.
Yeah, why are they being sexist for?
Can we not take away from the fact
why
that...
I'm just saying,
No, hold on. I'm going to stop you.
Why can't I start this conversation?
I'll tell you why. Because I just said she became the first black woman to do so, and you come in with that.
No,
that's
the
problem.
But why can't we have a man?
We're celebrating the fact that she is the first black woman
I'm
to
just
wear
being
it.
Twitter. That's all I'm just being social
don't
media.
Don't get me started. We don't have time for this.
This is what's going to happen on social media. She's going to be like, why can't a vegetable wear it? Why? Why can't a vegetable wear it? Why? I like vegetables.
Well, that's great news.
I know,
pretty.
But then when you say that, it gets taken out of context, and then people think that you're actually of that opinion, and then we have to explain
but
ourselves.
But I do want a vegetable to wear it. How much is this Tiffany diamond worth?
It's like $30 million. Like, it's ridiculous.
She looked extravagant. I wasn't sure what it was for, actually, but it kept coming up on my feed, on my gram.
So
and
it's
I was like,
Tiffany campaign.
Beyonce and Jay-Z together. How much would have they been paid?
A lot.
Because they're like one of the richest couples in the
world.
They
have never done an ad campaign together, ever. This is the first one.
So Tiffany's must have just dropped so much cash.
Mm.
They would have had to sell that diamond to probably pay for this campaign.
Probably.
Beyonce now owns that Tiffany diamond. And finally, Chris. This story is for you.
Yes.
You have a hamster.
Bought a hamster for my daughter 3 days ago, yep.
This is a cautionary tale, as they say. Dramatic rescue mission at Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's house.
I saw it. It's crazy.
They lost their hamster for 3 days. Couldn't find peanut butter. Little peanut butter lost in a mansion.
I keep telling you this, Chris. Yours is going to go missing.
Well, Kiki, my youngest, has now been banned from it because she keeps playing with the hamster, opening the cage, playing with the hamster, puts the hamster back, doesn't close the cage.
Yeah.
So she's not allowed to touch it anymore. Because I said, if this hamster goes missing, you're all in trouble. It got stuck in Chrissy Teigen's wall.
Exactly. 3 days it went missing, found it, and while Chrissy Teigen heard some faint, like, scratching, like, just a little, and she's like, what is that? They go to the wall, they realize the peanut butter is stuck in there. They couldn't hammer it. They chiseled a hole.
They destroyed the home, huh?
Took the hamster ball wheel, whatever.
Yeah, the hamster wheel got him to climb in it, right?
Yeah, took it to the hole and the peanut butter climbed in.
I mean, yeah, by the way, their house looks extravagant. I don't know if you saw it. You could see a bit of John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's house. Wow, did it look good. But yeah, I saw that and I thought to myself, okay, we can never lose this hamster.
So that's what this is.
I think the dogs will get to the hamster before anyone, because those dogs, my dogs, like, they want that hamster.
Is it high? Like the
Yeah, we have it really high. We never take the hamster out. If we take the hamster out, the dogs must be locked away. But the dogs, for example, like Brianna played a trick on them yesterday, and it was so interesting to watch. She just pretended she was holding the hamster and talking to the hamster. She was like, hi. The two dogs started following her, like, roo, 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 like, and they were trying to get in. And then she opened up her hand. She was like, psych!
They were so disappointed.
They got jealous, yeah.
They I think they're getting jealous. But yeah, if you want to see that video, check it out. Chris Fade Show Stories. Pretty, you've got a Pokemon card. Are you collecting Pokemon cards now?
No, I'm not.
Because if you didn't realize, we talked about this yesterday on the show, like collectibles. Things are coming back. People are paying ridiculous amounts of money for things that you just are blowing you away. One of the things is Pokemon cards. When I was at the mall over on the weekend, I was walking down. I came out of the Virgin Megastore. There were three teenagers sitting on the ground out front of the Virgin Megastore. They had just bought themselves an entire box of Pokemon cards, right?
Right.
And I said to them, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we're going through our cards. I said, how much did the box cost you? 500 dirhams. I said, you mean 500 dirhams for the whole box?
Wow.
And they go, yeah, but look what we've got. And they started showing me these cards. I go, how much is that worth? 300 dirham. How much is that one? 400 dirham.
What?
How much is that one worth? 600 dirham. And I'm like, hold on a second. So they're buying the box of cards and they're taking out and they're getting the valuable cards and they're reselling them online. Well, they go on eBay and they sell them.
That's a little business.
But like Logan Paul, for example, spends so, like, his whole life, I feel like, is on mission to find this one Pikachu card that he's been looking for.
Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't know. I'm out of the card business.
So like, I don't know anything about this, but the other day I was having my cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You bought from here?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the bag was finishing, so I took out the cereal bag, right, to empty out, to have the last bit. When I took out the bag, I look inside the box, and I'm like, what's this? It's a little pack of Pokemon cards, which I guess come with the cereal box.
Okay.
Didn't know they still did that.
Okay.
I open it up. Now, I know nothing about it, and I'm like, well, these are the three cards that I got. I got a Pikachu,
right,
a Yamper, and a Sinistee. And I don't know if it's worth anything because, to my knowledge, I feel like Pikachu cards are quite good and rare to find.
Okay, I've just seen a picture of it. Let me see this. So, let me check how much these are worth for you.
So, it's a Pikachu tail whip. Pika Bolt.
Hey, that Pikachu tail whip is worth $180.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah. The other ones are worth, like, not much, but that's $180. So you could put, so from a box of cereal that you paid what?
Like 18 dirhams, maybe.
Okay, $6.
Yeah.
You now have a card that's worth anywhere between $120 and $170.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
And I didn't even go out and buy them.
Someone's
really mad at me right now.
Does anyone want Pretty Malik's Pikachu card? If you're interested,
let me know.
I'll do the deal. 0487155544. I'll do the deal.
Do I get anything in return? Yeah, they just give it away.
No, they're going to pay you for it.
Oh, they're going to pay me for it?
I take 95% though.
No. Not happening.
Yeah, 95%.
Look at that.
That is fair. I'll do the deal. I'll go drive. No, I'll get the cash. No? Why? Yeah. Oh, Eddie's jiving. He's jiving in the studio right now. Studio 2.
Jiving.
It's a word that our mum and dad would have used. Yeah. I went
jiving.
We went jiving. Bring it back.
Ooh. In the 60s when we were hip, we used to jive all the time.
We used to do the twist and shout. The boogaloo. What is the twist? I feel like this is old school radio. It's
Hey,
how y'all doing today? KAD 504
live across the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hey. You heard about this new thing that they want to introduce?
What's
called
that?
The fax machine.
Whoa!
Supposedly you write a letter You put a note down on a piece of paper, you put it into this machine, and the next thing you know, that information goes straight to another person across the world.
No way!
First they put a man on the moon, and now we're sending information. Pretty unbelievable stuff, right?
This is crazy.
Yeah, this fax machine set to be released in the next 14 months. I don't know about you. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
No.
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 Why aren't you behind your microphone?
I know. What are
other
you
radio
doing?
Presenter?
Because somebody else is in the studio right now.
Okay, but...
It's always awkward.
It's all right. It's just, anyways.
Are we good? Are we good? Are we good?
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Live on the Facebook. Hello, if you're on Facebook, no matter where you are, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys are having a good day. A lot of you are watching around the world as well, which is fantastic. We are talking about COVID here in the UAE. If you've got any questions, feel free to ask. Call through 0487155444. Serena from the ARNU Center, she knows everything. You are the go-to human being that we come to. Any questions? I even messaged you on a weekend, a couple of weekends ago, like, I've got my kids, I'm going to Abu Dhabi, what do I need to do?
Yeah, and I was voice noting him back.
And you know everything there is, so thanks for taking the time to come chat to us.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, big one. The KHDA dropped the news in the last sort of 24 hours, that we don't need to have our kids vaccinated to go back to school without those PCR tests.
That's correct. So you're absolutely right, Chris. So don't have to be vaccinated. No regular PCR testing. Like, you don't need to PCR test to return for the first day. They do say, with regarding to staff, if you are eligible to have the COVID-19 vaccine and you've chosen not to have it, you do need to get a exemption for that in order to sort of like do your job on the premises type thing.
Okay, then for the staff. Yeah.
Yes, that is for the staff, basically. They need to do a PCR test once a week to be able to stay on the to be on the premises.
So if you're staff at the school and you're unvaccinated, you got to go through the weekly PCR testing.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. But students 12 and above does not apply in Dubai.
In Dubai, all students, you don't need the PCR test to return, and it's not mandatory to be vaccinated as well.
Okay. For me as a father, I know you're a mother, you're a father, Ross, I like that decision. So I applaud the KHDA and Dubai for putting that in. I'm not saying that I don't want to give my kids the vaccine. Mine just turned 12. Nushi just turned 12 last week. I just want her to settle in a little bit more. There's some girl stuff going on as well, probably. So I just want to settle that in and then look at some more of the numbers, and then I'll be happy to get the vaccine for
them. There was another major bit to the guidelines that the KHDA have shared, is that basically, you know, you've got your online learning option.
Yeah.
That, as of October 3rd, everybody needs to be back in the classroom.
So no online learning anymore. Kids must go back into the schools.
From October 3rd.
Okay.
So we have until September 30th. If you do want to continue as a student doing online learning, then you've got to apply for, I think it's a medical certificate from the Dubai Health Authority.
Right.
And then, of course, if you actually got a positive case in the school, then the grade, year group, whatever it is, they would opt for temporary online learning until that was dealt with.
Interesting, huh? Interesting. Yeah. Where we are right now. Are we going to go back to school in the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to have these cases break out because the kids are playing along with each other, and then they're going to shut down again? That's something that I'm waiting to see what's going to happen.
But I think the fact that we've got more than 74% of the UAE population fully vaccinated is a massive positive, because the more people vaccinated, if you are, like, the virus is jumping from people, it's less of a chance of it becoming a different variant. And also the fact, if you do get it, it's going to be less severe as well.
Yeah.
But also, good news, activities can resume. You've got swimming back on, PE. You also have performances. Rossi, you can go and see your daughter performing at the assemblies that you've missed so desperately. It's kind of all off-site, off-school excursions, those are back on as
well. Yeah, which is a good thing. I'm happy about it. I am truly happy about it. I just don't want just to go back, and then in the first 3 weeks, I'm saying there'll be breakouts at schools, and then the kids are all back at home again, which is something that I think as parents we have to be wary of, and it may happen. The fact that 73% of our population is vaccinated, I think is fantastic. I applaud the UAE. I think that makes us feel safer for the elderly and the older ones and anyone over the age of whatever it is. But I just feel that I'm letting my kids know, hey, we're back at school, but there's a slight chance, you never know, if there's a little bit of a case in one of the classrooms, you may have to come home for a week.
And there's things that still haven't changed. You've still got very, very strict disinfection processes going on within the school premises themselves.
Yep.
You've still got to take your own stationery and devices.
Masks have to be worn. 100%,
six and above. And if you need exemption from that, you have to apply for it through the relevant, I think it's dxbpermit.gov.ae.
Okay, a couple of questions coming through right now. The booster shot. What do we know about booster shots? I mean, obviously, Sinopharm, they've put out that you probably want to get a booster or you want to get the Pfizer back into you. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the advice. So anybody who has had a Sinopharm vaccine, you are eligible for that booster jab, that third jab. It can be Sinopharm or it can be Pfizer. It should be, I think, 6 months after you've had the second jab that you were eligible. And this kind of falls into an importance with if you're traveling to Abu Dhabi as well. But with regards to the booster jab, you go back to the facility where you had your vaccination.
Right.
And they can direct you accordingly.
Do we know any more information about Pfizer? If you had Pfizer, do you get a booster? I'm reading about that. I know the FDA in the States just approved Pfizer. Do we know of a booster for Pfizer?
Nothing announced yet by the UAE authorities. It's specifically just Sinopharm at this stage. But of course, we'll be watching this space for you at the ARN News Centre.
If you need any more info, ARN News Centre, download the app. They keep it all up to date. And it's all legit. Serena, you're legit.
Aww.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure. Anything else? Anyone want to add anything?
No, I think I'm good.
You happy with everything?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got the rules. All right.
Thank you. Bye, Facebook.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
We've never done it. We're giving it a go, though, right now. We have it's called karaoke roulette. Now, the aim of this is basically, it's pretty simple, right? We're going to spin a wheel and there's random songs that are just going to appear. We don't know them. We've never seen them.
Yeah.
And what we're going to have to do is sing the song. We're going to do karaoke.
So, we just get handed kind of the lyrics. The instrumental starts playing and you have your best go at it.
Now, I hope these songs are well known, right? Like, we know the songs, right?
Well, no, that's the point.
Okay, so imagine getting thrown into a karaoke room and you've just been given a mic. You have to start singing.
And you've never heard the song before.
Hold on, what do you mean? Are we not going to know these songs?
I don't know. I don't know what the songs are.
Well, we've got an instrumental of it. We have to sing along to the instrumental the best we can. Mm. And at the end, we'll hear what the original sounds like.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm ready to give this a go. Are we all ready?
Ooh. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let's hit the intro.
Welcome to Karaoke Roulette! Spend a wheel.
Time to reveal song number one for you, Pretty Molly.
Okay.
And then you're going straight into it.
Okay.
There's the lyrics.
The song is Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak.
What?
Can we get that song reveal again, please?
The song is Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak.
Go, Pretty!
Okay. I feel like this is the intro. Years ago, when I was younger, I kind of liked a girl I knew. She was mine and we were sweethearts. That was then, but then it's true. I'm in love with a fairy tale. I feel like now it starts. Then I knew she was mine and we were sweethearts. That was then, but then it's true. I'm in love with a fairy tale, even though it hurts.
It sounds like it's real.
Cause I don't care if I lose my mind, I'm already cursed. Every day we started fighting, every night we fell in love. No one else could make me sadder, no one else could lift me higher. This is the worst song.
There it is. Let's now, Pretty, you've never heard that song before, right?
What is this? Who is this?
I've never heard Alexander Rybak. Now, how did the song really sound? Well, this is the original. I think you came in at the right time.
Did I?
Let's see. You started singing now.
Oh.
Keep it going. That's it.
Oh, no, it's a disaster.
Years ago, when I was younger,
yeah, it sounded just like it.
What a song. What is this song?
She was mine, and we were sweet.
You pretty, you weren't that far off.
I mean, it's, I've never heard of
it. All right, there it is. That's, it's called Karaoke Roulettes. Well done, Pretty Malik. How did you think she went? You guys are going to have to vote who you think did it the best, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Rossi now. Good luck.
Welcome to Karaoke Roulette. Spin the wheel.
The song is Rumors by Lizzo and Cardi B.
You have no idea how that sounds.
Let's go, Rossi!
They don't know I do it for the culture. Goddamn. They say I should watch the stuff I post. Oh, damn. They say that I'm turning big girls into... Oh, damn. All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. I, him, and you, yeah. If you believe it, I do that. Had to cut some people loose, yeah. No loose lips. Now there are people trying to sue me. I give two, All the rumors are true, yeah. I've been in the bamboo, yeah. Focused on the music. My ex, he blew it, yeah. Last year, I got a deal. I thought I'd lose it. Yo, reading stuff on the internet. My smoothie cleansing my diet. Heck, I love Drake. I love Drake. Pre-chorus. Hold on, not meant to read that bit. Spending all the time trying to break a woman down. Reading stuff
this
going on. Take
this
a look around.
It.
Take a look around. If you thought that I was ratchet, let my hang out. Let's go.
Ratchet. There it is, Rossi. That was Lizzo with the Rumors and Cardi B. How did it? Supposed to sound?
They don't know I do it for the culture.
No, you missed it.
It's just completely off.
Completely wrong.
Come on, man.
Completely wrong, Ross.
Big girls in the pros. Come on, man. They say I get groupies at
Ross, completely wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. Him and you, yeah.
If you sounds nothing like it, does it?
All right, I don't mind this game. Karaoke Roulette.
So far, I just want to say we have failed. I have
not
failed.
Easy. Not an easy game.
Rossi's failed. Chris, you are up next. So our selector is going to spit out a song completely random. You don't know what it is. You just have to try to sing it.
Welcome to Karaoke Roulette. Spin the wheel.
Be kind to me. Be kind. Give me something that I know.
The song is Monsters by All Time Low and Black Bear.
Oh, All Time Low.
All Time Low and Black Bear.
Monsters. I don't think I've ever heard of this
song.
Give
me the lyrics. Here we go.
Good luck.
Which way to start? That side or that side?
I don't know.
Why do all monsters... No.
You're going straight off the bat.
No, way. Okay. Why do all No, not yet, not yet.
No. Feel it, feel it.
Here it comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do all monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep where we want to hide? Why do I run back to you? Like I don't mind if you ruin up my life. Another day, another headache. A hangover, getting used to rhythm. I know this beat too well. Tunnel vision got me feeling like I know. But I know they're missing and I'm swimming and I'm lonely in this luxury. I'm wondering, why do all monsters come out at night? Why do I run back to you like I don't mind ruining my life? Why do I...
Chris, it's okay.
Stuck
okay.
From the laundry line. Why do I come back to you like I don't want to ruin up my life? Okay. I'm addicted to the way you hurt.
I feel like that might
be
right.
The way you contradicted me. I swear everything looks worse at night. I think I'm overthinking.
On time.
I think you may be pretty close, Chris.
Oh my gosh, I don't my throat.
We need to get a vote in though, right now.
What can we listen?
Can I hear how the song sounded, mate?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, I know this song.
Do you?
Yeah. I should have started initially like I thought.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like you were pretty close.
Guys, vote. Who do you think did it? The best out of the three of us? I don't know. I want to say pretty. I feel like pretty
really?
Won that. Yeah, I thought that you did the best job. Karaoke roulette. It's actually...
It's a fun game. I like it.
If I owned a karaoke room, you could sell that.
Oh, really?
Karaoke room, like karaoke roulette. You just get brought into the karaoke and then it just spits out songs and you have to sing it.
I think it's like an average Thursday night in Lucky Voice, that.
Is
it?
Does Lucky Voice still open, that karaoke room?
I think so.
That was huge about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was
still
great.
There?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's fantastic. Karaoke roulette, we'll never do it again. We just did karaoke roulette. The three of us just sung a song that we had no idea about. Joe, who do you think took it out the best? Who sung that song the best, Joe?
It's Lana.
And Joe, and?
I think Pretty One.
Oh, Pretty
Thank
One.
You.
We'll put that one. Asad, who's your vote for?
I'd vote for Pretty.
Thank you.
Can I just say, 100% of the votes went to you, Pretty Malik.
Thank you very much.
And if you miss Pretty singing.
Years ago when I was younger, I kind of liked a girl I knew. She was mine and we were sweethearts. That was then, but then it's true. I'm in love with a fairy tale.
You know how bad the segment was when this was the winner.
She was mine and we were sweethearts. That was then, but then it's true. I'm in love with a fairy tale.
It sounds like tomorrow on the show. Have we got him locked in, Eddie? Do we have the big man?
Yeah, we got him locked in.
This is great.
The mountain.
The mountain is coming in. You know, the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
One of the strongest men in the world, Thor, is coming into the studio.
So cool.
Which is cool. This is going to make you, Big Rossi, look like a little man.
I hope he's going to. I'm going to ask him to pick me up.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Like a baby.
There we go. Let's see. But Thor, yeah, the mountain is joining us in studio tomorrow, hopefully just after 8 a.m. We'll check your news headlines next. Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us Tuesday morning on the Chris Fade Show. Another good show. Thank you for hanging out with us. Pop quiz back tomorrow, 7:10. We learnt about, obviously, the KHDA rules as well regarding COVID and schools. Kids can go back. And by October 3rd, all kids back in school, no home learning, unless you got that doctor's sort of a certificate or there's reason why.
Yeah, exactly.
And no vaccines required at this point, but everything's going back. Swimming, athletics, which is a good sign. It's a good sign.
Yeah.
And I just learned that 74% of the UAE population are vaccinated. And on a global scale, that is amazing.
Mm. And, you know, over the past, I want to say 10 days, Chris, I've been following the active cases here in the country.
Yeah.
It's dropped by about like 5,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
5,000. Like every day I've been watching it and every day it's falling. So knock on wood that continues.
Maybe we're getting there.
Yeah, maybe we're getting there.
Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.